Here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 25th of December, 2010, Christmas Day, of which Henry Wadsworth Longfellow wrote, "I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men." And it was Dylan Thomas who wrote in A Child's Christmas in Wales, "One Christmas was so much like another in those years around the sea town corner now, and out of all sound except the distant speaking of the voices I sometimes hear a moment before sleep, that I can never remember whether it snowed for 6 days and 6 nights when I was 12, or whether it snowed for 12 days and 12 nights when I was 6. All the Christmases rolled down toward the two-tongued sea like a cold and headlong moon bundling down the sky that was our street, and they stop at the rim of the ice-edged fish freezing waves, and I plunge my hands in the snow and bring out whatever I can find. In goes my hand into that wool-white bell-tongued ball of holidays resting at the rim of the carol-singing sea, and out come Mrs. Prothero and the fireman." Dylan Thomas wrote, "There were the useful presents, engulfing mufflers of the old coach days and mittens made for giant sloths, zebra scarves of a substance like silky gum that could be tug-of-war down to the galoshes, blinding tam-o'-shanters like patchwork tea cozies, and bunny-suited busbies and balaclavas for victims of head-shrinking tribes from ants who always wore wool next to the skin. There were mustached and rasping vests that made you wonder why the ants had any skin left at all. And once I had a little crocheted nose bag from an aunt now, alas, no longer whinnying with us, and pictureless books in which small boys, though warned with quotations not to, would skate on Farmer Giles's pond and did and drowned, and books that told me everything about the wasp except why. And some few large men sat in the front parlors without their collars, uncles almost certainly, trying their new cigars, and some few small aunts, not wanted in the kitchen, nor anywhere else for that matter, sat on the very edge of their chairs, poised and brittle, afraid to break like faded cups and saucers." Here's a poem for today, a poem by G.K. Chesterton, A Christmas Carol. The Christ child lay on Mary's lap. His hair was like a light. Oh, weary, weary were the world, but here is all aright. The Christ child lay on Mary's breast. His hair was like a star. Oh, stern and cunning are the kings, but here the true hearts are. The Christ child lay on Mary's heart. His hair was like a fire. Oh, weary, weary is the world, but here the world's desire. The Christ child stood on Mary's knee. His hair was like a crown, and all the flowers looked up at him, and all the stars looked down. A poem, A Christmas Carol, by G.K. Chesterton. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can follow them on Twitter at Poetry Found, and by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt, it's more car than electric. Engineered by Leszek Wojcik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.